السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشا وساء سبيلا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لا يزني زاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن، ولا يسرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن، ولا يشرب الخمر حين يشرب وهو مؤمن، كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, today is 14th of February. It is known as the Valentine's Day throughout the world. People are going to, what can I say, take advantage of this day or this event. And they are going to involve in the wrong things, haram things. If you walk around all the stores, malls, streets full of red rose and pink rose and heart chocolates and what and what. Every year it is increasing and increasing. To that extent that evil is reached to the Holy Land as well. Few years back, no one will dare in Saudi Arabia to even think about it. Now, from last year, the governor of Mecca, Sheikh Ahmed Qasim Al-Ghamidi, officially declared that there is nothing wrong to celebrate Valentine's Day. It is not against of Sharia. It is just one festival, like we are celebrating Mother's Day and Father's Day and all. This is the cultural thing. It is not contrary to Sharia. Now, all the bazaars, markets and shops in Saudi Arabia full with the roses and chocolates, and they are going to enjoy without fear. All the restrictions has been taken away. You can imagine, my brothers and sisters, which way this ummah is going. This is the Qurb al-Qiyamah. One of the signs of the Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that zina will widespread. And people's thinking, mindset will change. They will don't regard it as a zina. It is just kind of enjoyment. Take advantage of it. Enjoy your life. The freedom of enjoyment. So this is the day of International Love Day. It's not International Love Day. It is International Lust Day. And look at the teaching of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stopped us before even we get involved in that. Direct command in Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, La taqrabu zina, don't even go nearby to zina, to adultery, fornication. Why? Inna kana fahisha. Because the zina, this act is such a grave act, such a great, haram act, that if a person is involved in this activity, there is nothing left as a moral. Islam is all about morality and modesty. And this kind of activities encouraging immorality and spreading immodesty in the society. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءُ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. When your modesty, your shame is gone, is destroyed, then you do whatever you want to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-haya'u kulluhu khair. A modesty is all, is the best commodity. So every part of the modesty is all about good, goodness. What will be the opposite of the modesty? If everything will be bad, evil. Opposite of good is evil. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-Imanu sab'u wa bid'u shu'batan. Bid'u wa sab'inu shu'batan. أعلاها كلمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله وأدناها إماتة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من الإيمان وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That Iman, our faith, has more than 70 branches, categories. The highest category of Iman is Kalma Shahada, believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not regarding any partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kalimatullah. That's the highest level or branch of the Iman. And what is the lowest branch of the Iman? Imatatul adha anit tariq. Any harmful obstacle you remove from the way of the, from the path of the people, thinking that it can be harmful, a person will get injured. So you are removing that, thinking of the people. That is hukukul ibad. The ala kalima is the link. This is the beauty of Islam, beauty of Iman. The ala, the highest level is connected to hukukullah. That you only believe one Allah, your creator, your master, your sustainer, your razzaq is only one. And the lowest part is connected to the makhluk. Imatatul adha anit tariq. That you remove all the obstacles which is harmful for the people. So one side of your Iman is connecting you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Khaliq, and other part, the lowest part of the Iman, is connecting you with the makhluk. You always think good about makhluk. And then Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially emphasized about modesty. And it mentioned, Al-haya'u shu'bat min al-Iman. A modesty is part of your Iman. What does it mean? A mu'min cannot be immodest, immoral, shameless. You cannot imagine a person possess Iman and he does any activity which is shameless, which is immoral. It cannot possible. Iman and shamelessness cannot stay together. It is that important. Al-haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. It is a part of Iman. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if haya, if modesty is gone from your heart, you don't care about it, you are not worried about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is aware of every action. Allah ta'ala says, ya'lamu kha'inat al-a'yuni wa ma tukhfi sudur. You can hide from your parents, you can hide from your spouse, you can hide from your friends, and do some activities which is unlawful. But you remember Allah and His angels are there. They are witnessing. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are very close to your jaguar way. So you cannot hide anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the teaching of Islam is, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُوتُوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. that O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, command my all the believers, servants, that they must lower their gazes and they must take care of their private parts. That is better for them. That is better for them. Because the adultery starts from the eyes. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in one of the hadiths that eyes is the arrows of the shaitan. When a woman is coming out from her house, and if she is adorn herself, beautify herself, she did makeup and then she comes out without veil and hijab, shaitan goes with it. And shaitan beautify that woman in front of the eyes of the people. It's going to attract. Because that is something in our heart, in our nature, that we get attraction from the opposite gender. It is just a natural thing. That's why hijab, it is so important. The whole surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals so many verses in Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah Al-Nur. You study how important it is for the woman folk to stay in the house. And look how great sin it is. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadiths, that قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كتب على ابن آدم نصيبه من الزنا, that every human being has some portion of zina in adultery. مدرك ذلك لا محالة, he's going to get it anyway. Then